The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Randy Edsall. The Terrapins are 1-0 overall and host Bowling Green at noon Eastern time on Saturday on BTN. And in conference news, William Likely was named the Big Ten Special Teams Player of the Week earlier today. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, the good thing is we got a win the first week. We came out of it healthy and got plenty of things that we did well, and there's plenty of things that we continue to have to work on to get better. And know we got a tremendous challenge here this week with getting ready to prepare for Bowling Green.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
And to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, in your mind, what was the most impressive aspect of Will Likely's huge punt return day?
I don't know if I guess just the consistency with what he did with each punt return. You know, I'm around him every day. What he does not surprise me, because of the way that he prepares, not only in the film room, but then how he goes out and practices during the week. You know, the one thing that I think was good is that, you know, we were facing a left-footed punter, then the ball comes off a lot different spin-wise, but fortunately we have a guy that's a left-footed punter and right-footed punter, so he was able to see that. But, you know, Will is just a guy that impresses me each and every day about how he goes about his business, and he's so humble. So like I said, I don't know if much surprised me. The thing is, I was just hoping he'd get one in the end zone there at the end because of the effort that not only that he gave, but the effort that the guys were making to spring him loose.
I assume that's a good fortune that you happen to have a left and right footed punter on your roster, or is that by design?
No, it's not by, I mean, we don't have it by design. It's just there's not a lot of left footed punters, but we do. And so I think that's we're facing another one this week, and but again, I think that that helps, because when you don't see that, you're always seeing the right-footed. It's like if you're seeing a right-handed pitcher all the time, and then all of a sudden you see a left-handed pitcher, you're not used to it. And if you don't get a chance to prepare, you know, that doesn't help you. But having that opportunity, I think, helped Will last week, because again, in terms of the spin of the ball and how it comes off the foot is different than the right-footed punter. It's going the opposite way, and you got to be able to have practice at, you know, what fielding knows.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of John Wagner with Toledo Blade.
And good afternoon, Coach. I cover Bowling Green for the Blade. Can you talk a little bit about what you saw on film from BG's defense against Tennessee?
Yeah, I saw a very active defense. I saw a defensive line that was moving quite a bit in terms of line stunts. I saw the linebackers, you know, coming and secondary coming in terms of blitzes from the secondary and playing zone behind it. I just saw a very well-coordinated, you know, defense that, you know, played very, very hard and was very, very well coached, you know, for that Tennessee game.
And can you talk a little bit about the offense? Obviously, they got big passing yards against Tennessee. Was there something in particular that you saw that led to their success?
I think they're just a very dynamic offense. They have, you know, have four starters returning in the offensive line. They have very good skill players at the wide receiver positions, and got running backs who can really run, and they got an outstanding quarterback who really understands that spread attack and up-tempo attack that they use. And so they're very, very good. You know, they know what they're doing, and they executed very, very well against Tennessee.
Thank you, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Coach, you had a lot of very strong performances in your season opening game, but perhaps you know, none more so than your running game. Can you talk a little bit about what you saw from your rushing offense?
Well, one of the things that we wanted to try to do is be able to run the ball better, you know, this year. And so we made a concerted effort to get bigger and stronger up front and do some more things that we in the running game to help ourselves. And, you know, thought our guys went out and really – you know, did a good job. And all three backs, Brandon Ross, Wes Brown, and Ty Johnson, you know, played very, very well. And for them to have the kind of day that they had, that means to me that the offensive line was getting on people and covering people up and doing the things necessary to give those guys the opportunities to find the holes and then to hit them. So, you know, that's something that we want to be able to do. We want to be able to run the ball effectively and efficiently, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All righty, appreciate it.